Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for January 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Rejecting revolution, standing for peaceful restoration. That's who we are. That's what we do. Last hour, Sam went on a rant. We started out, man, Oh boy. All right, we had a ton of news to talk about. I had like 25 headlines geared up, ready to go. And then oftentimes what happens on this program, especially when I'm by myself, is I just digress into a topic. And I went off and talked about how Liberty Roundtable Live is a six-day show, 2 hours a day. I talked about all these headlines we gather. I talked about how all the people, the vision of Liberty Roundtable, bring all these great groups together. It's not just about me or what I can bring to the table, but all these incredible experts, and I highlighted a lot of those. We went off into talking about Stuart Rhodes and how I don't believe he's a Fed. And I'm defending him right now big time. I know others wouldn't, but I will. And so anyway, long story short, I went and talked about all these headlines. And then I did the recap of yesterday's show. But I talked about how all the headlines could be used to help you find your place in the world and kind of keep an eye on what's going on. If you go to libertyroundtable.com or lovingliberty.net, you can literally look down the show note headlines, and man, you can see, you know, 6-12 days of headlines and the things we talked about. And if you want to listen to something, you can listen to more. For those who can listen to the 2 hours of radio, great. But those of you who are too busy, you know what? Read the headlines. If there's something that you really feel like I want to dig into more, copy that headline into your browser and search on DuckDuckGo or wherever you search, and you'll get a bunch more information. Or oftentimes I quote the source. If it's a single source of information that I get something from, I got to back it up by a second source. But I oftentimes then write the source of the information so you know where to go find it. If it's a headline that's talked about in 50 places, I oftentimes don't give anybody credit for it because I read 5, 10, 15 of those articles, and then I put together my own headline, and then I put together my own summary of the story. And so it's my story in the end anyway. If you were to transcribe it, you would find details from news sources maybe. But as a whole, the story would be mine, rewritten in my own words, rewritten in my own kind of delivery style, etc. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you all this is because hopefully Liberty Roundtable Live becomes this incredible way to say, I can keep an eye on the news without having to work on it 24-7. Sam and staff does that. I get headlines from 6 days a week. I drill into what I want and learn more if I want. And the way we write the headlines, we don't write bait-style headlines, which is, let's take an example. Blind man drives car. And people are like, what? Who? We would say something like Sam Bushman drives Maserati. Or Sam Bushman drives Elon Musk's latest truck. Or we would give you headlines with the details. You wouldn't have to go hunt for them. And I demonstrated that detail, right? Anyway, but I went off for an hour on this, highlighting what we do and why. And the headlines we bring and how the headlines that we create are designed to be usable. One, for my recap of the previous show, but two, to find out what the most important stories are of the day and then of the week. And you can filter through that. And really, the show notes are valuable for Liberty Roundtable Live. So the first hour, all I'm going to say is Sam goes off. And then I'll write a couple of notes so you can know that's a rant hour, so to speak. This hour's full of news. It starts now. For virus testing, saliva may be a better option. Where do I get this? The New York Times. As Omicron spreads, some experts are now calling for a switch to saliva-based tests, which may detect infections days earlier than nasal swabs do. What? You heard me. For virus testing, saliva may be the better option, New York Times. As Omicron spreads, some experts are now calling for a switch from the nose swab to saliva-based tests, which they say may detect infections days earlier than nasal swabs. They say the virus shows up first in your mouth and throat, Dr. Milton said. That means that the approach we're taking to testing has problems. Now, I want you to think about that, in my opinion, late breaking, explosive headline. You're telling me CDC. You're telling me scientific community. You're telling me WHO, WHO, World Health Organization. You're telling me FDA, who approves the tests, who create the tests, who's been forcing millions and millions and millions of tests on us. You can't even go back to work without a test. You can't go back to school without a test. And you got to get vaccinated. If you don't, you got to take a test, take a test, take a test, take a test, take a test. And now we find out that literally 2 years later, Joe Biden's got caught flat-footed and he ain't got testing up and running at all. And then we learn over and over and over that the tests aren't that reliable and you can't count on them. And man, if you get a bogus test or a positive test, you got to be sure and go get a higher grade test. And you got to this, and we're going to hold down the cost of tests, and we're going to ration tests, and we're going to, and they've been on going on for 2 years telling you the gold standard in testing is PCR and this and that. And they've been just going babbling at the brook for literally 2 years. And now, see, I was silent on purpose to get you to think, what? That's right. And now they literally say for virus testing, saliva may be a better option. New York Times of all groups. As Omicron spreads, some experts are calling for a switch to saliva-based tests, which may detect infection days earlier than nasal swabs do, ladies and gentlemen. They say the virus shows up first in your mouth and throat, Dr. Milton said. That means that the approach we're taking to testing has problems. You're telling me that 2 years later? After you shoved that thing up my nose and made my eyes water? After you've... Okay, and now you're telling me this? Is this a new discovery, ladies and gentlemen? Don't they know this from the flu and from the cold and from other corona strains in the past? Or do those other ones not show up in your throat first? It's only the cocoa that does that. See? This is bogus. And now they tell us this literally 2 years later after they've literally wrecked children, making them cry by shoving this thing up your nose and literally making you feel like it's going into your brain. And then they're like, we're doing it all wrong. PCR test is the gold standard, except for when it's test positive when it shouldn't or negative when it shouldn't. You better go get another test just to check, and tests are rationed and tests are, and now Biden's going to literally buy 500 million bogus tests, and then we're saying, hey man, we got to switch to saliva-based tests. And it really turns out that in your throat, saliva, that's a better test. You can actually know days earlier. Don't you think over the last 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, it would be nice to know if somebody is sick days earlier? They tell us this 2 years later, acting like science is evolving, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't have really known. Ladies and gentlemen, this is literally bordering on criminal. The virus, they say, shows up first in your mouth and throat, Dr. Milton said. They say the science is still evolving and the data paints a complex picture. Suggesting that saliva tests have limits of their own. I'll mention this. Many labs are not currently set up to do saliva. So, wait a minute. Is it really that saliva has problems of their own, or is it that we don't have labs for saliva? Well, we have some labs for saliva, just not enough. So, rather than buying a gazillion ventilators like Donald did, rather than just rambling about how the vaccinated are God's gift, and the non-vaccinated are Satan's spawn, for literally 2 years. Why didn't we work on getting saliva labs up and running? If we could get a whole vaccine distribution system and development system and fast track operation, whatever, Warp speed is what they call it. Why didn't we warp speed lab testing capabilities to deal with saliva? For the last 2 years, we could have known days earlier for infected people, right? But testing companies, labs, and officials should be more urgent about figuring out where the best sample sites would be and the best way to get those samples to test infection as early as possible. No duh. Boy, howdy. She's at the Yale School of Public Health. Her name is Ann Willey, and she's a microbiologist there at the Yale School, and she says, yeah, that's what we ought to be doing. Now, she is one of the developers of what's called Saliva Direct, so she might have an agenda in pushing saliva-based tests, but she says, I see so many eager labs or governments that are so fixated on a certain sample type, a certain test, that with even changing updated scientific data, they won't make the necessary adaptations to their testing programs. The case for saliva scientists began investigating saliva testing in the early months of the pandemic. Yeah, they were eager to test a way that would be less invasive and abusive and hostile than the nose swabs. Well, the Chinese even went to anal swabs, folks. Yeah, you had to do special training for the nasal swabs and the anal swabs, but they say the saliva, people could simply spit into a tube and hand it over for processing. What?
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
My brother and two other boys were the ones that got in the car with her, and she was drunk. The road that goes to her house is like really windy, and she was taking that road at 80 to 100 miles per hour and hit into the road there. Her door flung open. She ran out across the street to get away from it, and the other three boys were trapped in it, and the car exploded. And then when my mom found out about it, she called me at work. I don't care what you have to do, just get up here to the hospital. You know, I parked my car and I went inside. They took us back to this little room. My mom told me that Jay had been killed. I lost it. The other people, they're like, well, you can drink, but just be careful when you drink, you know? So I don't want anything to do with it because it took my brother away from me.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So they say the reason that they didn't promote these mouth saliva tests is they say, you know, Sam, you could drink a Coke. Then, of course, it could go bad. You would get tainted results. So the nose is way better. I don't buy this at all, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? They wanted to make the process as painful and as uncomfortable as possible to add to that fear. Okay, that's the truth. That's what they wanted to do, and they achieved that. If you just do a swab test, you're not thinking it's fearful. When they basically tweak your nose and you leave going, oh my, that was horrible, and you feel like you've been poked in the brain, now they're doing a scientific test for you to make sure that you don't have something that'll kill you. So if you just take a swab test, spit in a tube there, then nah, no big deal, right? So they ratcheted up the fear with this. They really knew, they say, for sure in fall 2020 Wow, that's a while ago, huh? Yeah, fall 2020 that, hey, saliva was better. And you say, well, what about the idea, Sam, if you just drank a Coke and all that? Look, folks, you can give people instructions very easily. Okay, that nose test, you have to train even medical staff to do the way deep nose test. The little twirl one that we do, you have to train and read instructions and watch little pictures on your test to know how to do it and everything else too. Don't tell me that you can't explain a couple of these things to people. All you got to say is, look, you need to wash your mouth out with water. Make sure you don't have any food or anything in your mouth that would be foreign or taint the test. You got to wait 15, 20 minutes or whatever after you eat or before you eat, you know, don't eat for a half hour, an hour before, the, you know, taking the test. That's commonly done with medications. This is nothing, okay? But they're lying to you. They wanted to ratchet up the fear. They wanted pain associated with you better stay home. They wanted to push you to the vaccine in hopes for a holy grail. They lied. It didn't work. We all know, right? And I'm going to prove to you the dishonesty of the CDC on this stuff. They could do these tests right now easily. They could roll them out by the millions. That'd be cheaper with saliva tests and everything else, but they're not doing it. They're not even willing to do it. But we could have known, I mean, think about that. We could have known days earlier in the infection cycle for everybody had we been doing saliva tests. They tell us that 2 years later. Wow, maybe if we had done saliva tests and known about the infections days earlier in people, maybe we could have had people stay home and really slowed the spread. No, let's not do that. Let's just lock everybody in their houses. Let's just threaten people with arrest if they don't wear a mask. Let's just, okay, do you see the disingenuousness of this, ladies and gentlemen? Wow. It gets worse. Now, the headline says the CDC says that cloth masks are not as effective as others. You say, Sam, we've all known that. That's not a new headline. Yeah, it is. I know you know that. That's what the article even says. The article says that people have known that forever. People intuitively know that. People aren't stupid. That's right. But it's the first time the CDC has admitted it. See, the CDC are the people that said you don't need a mask at all at first. Then they said, oh, well, you got to have a mask. And we're like, wait, I thought we didn't need one. Yeah, but that was when we didn't want you to take all the masks from the frontline medical people. Now there's enough masks. Now you need to have a mask. But don't worry, any mask will do. Now they're saying, well, any mask may do, but most of the cloth masks don't do any good, they admit. So you're telling me you've been asking me to wear a cloth mask for 2 years, and now you're telling me it doesn't really do any good? That's what we said at the start, and you said we were conspiracy fringe theorists, and how do we know? And the science is changing and everything else, right? Wow, now you say, well, the cloth masks don't really work. Everybody should be switching to, it's not a mandate, it's a recommendation, the 95 masks. What are the 95 masks, Sam? Well, you got to understand, they're not really cloth. They're a woven material that keeps a lot of those particles out that the cloth masks don't. Okay. And Sam, one is a tighter knit woven special, you know, kind of a cloth that the other one's like a respirator. So 95 is the key, Sam. That's the standard now there. You shouldn't be wearing the cloth mask. In fact, there's enough. We're not fearful of a shortage of masks now. You should all wear the better masks now. That's the latest headline from the CDC about this topic. And I'm saying CDC says cloth masks are not effective as others. We've all known that, obviously. But why didn't you, the scientific community, document that truth? Answer. Because then you would have had to admit most people who had cloth masks and who did their wouldn't be wearing masks and your fear factor couldn't ratchet up. Right? And your control of us all couldn't because most people wouldn't have these 95 masks. And because they were still in shortage. So now you lied again. You first said we didn't need masks. Then you said, oh, well, we just didn't want a shortage on masks. Then you said cloth masks are fine. They're great. They're good. Do it. Now you're saying cloth masks aren't near as good as the 95 masks. How long will it be till they say the 95 masks, just the cloth type, although better than cloth masks, they don't do it. Y'all got to have respirators or whatever they're going to say next. How do you know when they're telling you the truth or when they have a different agenda on their mind? CDC says cloth masks are not as effective as others. We've known that intuitively, but the government didn't distinguish or make that scientific reality until just recently. Why? Why 2 years later now do I have this moving target? First, you don't need a mask, Sam. Only medical personnel do. And then, oh, you need a mask. Any mask is fine. 2 years later, oh, you know what, Sam? Cloth masks aren't as good as the other masks. We've known that. But why are you telling me that now? Well, because you really ought to have 95 masks. You say, Sam, what's a 95 mask? Well, they have masks with these ratings, right? And they use all these terms, right? What are the kinds of 95 masks, right? Well, medical people know all about it, but medical people are also trained to wear masks properly. You could have the world's best face mask. They call it an antimicrobial plus air filter, right? Respirator masks, they call those the N95 masks, right? Yeah. Types of masks and respirators, says the CDC. They say the most widely available are what are called N95. But understand they also have N99s and N100s, P95s, P99s, P100s, R95s, R99s, and R100s. What's the difference there, right? Individuals may choose to use a disposable N95 respirator for use instead of a mask in some situations. What are the differences between N95 masks and KN95 masks, right? They say if you're wearing an N95 mask with an exhalation valve, you may be doing more harm than good. Yeah, because you're, what do they call this thing? They're an exhalation. You might just be exhalating all the corona everywhere, right? Think about it. Three mask types. Folks, the average American can't even understand what kind of masks there are out there. 13 best N95 face masks available. N95 respirators, surgical masks. N95, KN95s. Right? The best N95 and KN95 masks to wear for COVID. Although they are not intended for medical use, they are NIOSH, NIOSH approved, N95 masks with a 95% filtration efficiency and cost less than a buck each, right? That's what you want there, baby. Get a 50-pack from Amazon for $41. Come on. Yeah, these KN95 masks. Okay, but all I'm telling you is, what are they going to say after a while? Well, Sam, the KN95s aren't near as good as the N95s there. We're recommending people upgrade to the N95s. What are they doing to us, folks? They are slowly but surely deceiving us and manipulating us big time. And we, the people that need to stand against this right away. Okay, we need to say, you know what? We just can't abide by what you're recommending, proposing, doing. It's even hard to know what words to use for this. But, man, we've got to fight back. We've got to push back. Well, I got a couple of headlines for you that'll shock you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You- USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The CDC is now telling Americans what kind of COVID mask they should wear. The federal agency yesterday recommending the N95 or K95 masks, saying they offer the best protection against the coronavirus. The latest CDC guidance is calling for wearing the most protective mask you can get, as long as it fits well, and that you will wear it constantly. A leader of a far-right extremist group is among those who appeared before a Texas judge yesterday. Charges relating to last year's Capitol riot. Stuart Rhodes, who heads up the Oath Keepers, is facing a seditious conspiracy charge after he was arrested in Texas. Another defendant facing the same charge also made a court appearance yesterday after being arrested in Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The Secretary of Transportation says after the infrastructure bill was recently signed into law, monies are already flowing towards a lot of projects like bridge improvements across America. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Improvements to the nation's bridges are on the agenda under a program made possible by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts how the bridge program formula will improve the nation.
Now, with the size and the scale of the bridge program that we're launching today, we're going to be able to fix off-system and on-system bridges in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal areas alike. And that's going to make life better for people across the country by the millions.
I'm Tim Berg.
A federal judge is banning pharma bro Martin Shkreli from participating in the pharmaceutical industry for life. This is USA Radio News.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio. So literally the CDC now telling you that cloth masks aren't effective. No dir. We told you that from the start. Well, they're effective, just not as much as the real masks. There you go. Anyway, they're manipulating us, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll prove it to you. They now say Glenn Beck got COVID for the second time. Glenn Beck's second bout with COVID is a little disturbing, but Glenn says he's not too concerned. Now, after getting COVID the first time in December 2020, Glenn Beck has it again. Yeah, he put it on Instagram last week, his positive test, and he went on the Mark Levin show to talk about it. And he said he's not going to be getting the shot. He's unvaccinated. Whoa, wait. Wow, Glenn Beck's unvaccinated there, people. Can you imagine that? You think he has the right to do that? Wow. That's kind of strange. Is he allowed to do that? Yeah. I guess the Hill reports that initially he said that the second bout with the coronavirus was just the worst cold he's ever had as compared to the first bout with COVID, which had him down for 3 weeks, right? He said that this is a much lighter case, but it's now starting to go into my lungs, so I'm a little bit worried about that. He also says he has some other issues, including being overweight, etc., but he said that he's still not too concerned about it. He bemoaned the shortage of monoclonal antibodies. And on Levine's show, he confirmed that he's not even being treated with antibodies. Listen. Glenn Beck is being treated with ivermectin. Yeah. Glenn Beck's eating horse poop. Yes, sir. He's also being treated with hydroxychloroquine and fluvoxamine. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, there you have it. And I appreciate that he's being treated with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. I hope it works for him. I'm not making fun of Glenn about this. This is a very sad, difficult situation. I don't deny. He is being treated with ivermectin. What do you think of that, folks? I find it fascinating that Glenn Beck's not vaccinated. Is what I find very, very interesting. They say none of these are approved to treat COVID. Glenn's not vaccinated, and he's using drugs that, man, he sounds like a Joe Rogan, doesn't he? I wonder if Glenn called Joe and said, what the heck do I do, buddy? And Joe's like, here's what you do. Yeah, Glenn's not vaccinated. Wow, I'm going to write that down. There you have it. I'll write that down. Okay, now, I want to tell you this interesting follow-up story to the Glenn Beck getting COVID for the second time. I think this is sad, and don't misunderstand me, but it's going to help people who are single find spouses and everything else. So it's really, really, really good news. Glenn should be reporting and talking about this rather than the fact that he's not vaccinated. When you say you're not vaccinated, man, the liberals just lose their minds, right? But we can focus on this and everybody will be just happy. You got to play that happy song, Cameron. Just be like, everybody be happy, right? It's like the Lego movie. Everything is awesome. Not. Here's the headline. A possible COVID benefit. Have you been thinking of COVID benefits lately? If not, you sure should be. Medical face masks make us more attractive. New study finds. Yeah. Michelle Shen, USA Today with the piece, folks. They say medical or surgical face masks, originally a social taboo associated with sickness, illness, and disease, now may increase attractiveness, they say. Darn right, man. They say research suggests the pandemic has upended a lot of aspects of our lives. It also may have changed what we find attractive in others. They say medical masks originally had social taboo. It was like, oh man, sickly, right? But now it's associated with increased attractiveness. According to the new peer-reviewed study by Cardiff University researchers published on Monday. Yeah. They say a mask does cover half of your face, so the increased attractiveness could be tied to the, they call it the beauty of occlusion, the researchers say. The study was part of continuing research exploring attractiveness in mate choice and how those norms have shifted after COVID. Yeah. They involved the participation of 43 Cardiff University female undergraduate students, psychology students, who viewed 40 male faces. 20 of them were attractive and, well, 20 were unattractive based on what they call previous ratings. So they basically did these ratings where, hey, they did all this. Are these guys attractive? Yeah, no. And these chicks at these university graduate students, you know, gave the details. They say the faces of the men were showed in four different ways for the second part of the study. First was, are these men attractive or not? Just plain face dudes, right? Then later they said, hey, we're going to change this now. We're going to have four different batches. With a medical mask, with one of them bogus cloth masks, right? A medical mask, a cloth mask with a book in front of their face or with no covering whatsoever. Okay? Female participants found the faces of men most attractive when they wore medical masks, researchers said. Also, female participants found that men wearing cloth masks were more attractive than men wearing no masks at all. But still not as attractive as men with the medical masks, don't you know? So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to find a spouse, wear your mask. This is the latest insane propaganda being peddled by your government media. This is USA Today, your CIA-driven press. CIA USA Today is telling you this. M. Mitchell Lewis, one of the co-authors with the study, was surprised by the results. One might have expected fashion masks to improve the attractiveness more, but medical masks having the greater effect? That is shocking, they say. Do you believe it's true, folks, or are they trying to push you to a medical mask now? Notably, prior to the pandemic, a study in the journal Japanese Psychological Research found that attractive Japanese women were viewed as less attractive when wearing a, quote, sanitary mask based on surveys with the participants. Notably, men and women felt like, hey, facial masks would make women more attractive too. Well, it associated them with unhealthiness, the study found. So now it's showing them where they got more work to do, right? You got to make masks more sexy for the women. But the previous link between face masks being linked with illnesses, that is reduced, and that's why they're more attractive now. So they say that if you wear the right masks, even for women, people are considered more attractive. So all I got to do, man, if I want to run around and be sexy, is just wear my mask, baby. I just don't know how to respond to some of this stuff, folks. A possible COVID benefit. Medical masks make us more attractive now, study finds. People have been acclimated to the masks so much so now to where people find people more attractive with them. The stigma of being diseased is gone. Now, I find that interesting because we've talked about the social engineering about how masks, how they're using this to really indoctrinate us, put a diaper over your face, and by golly, you know, all is well, kind of a lie, and they've really programmed us to this. Now they've proven their programming, just like we were alerted you to. Most people would laugh and go, no, come on, Sam. Everybody knows it's temporary. Everybody knows that it's no big, that it's just a precaution. No, not true. We've been wearing masks for 2 years now, and people find them more attractive. And if you have a medical mask on, you're kind of the sexy male doctor half in uniform, don't you know? Man, you sure look good in a uniform, don't you, Cameron? All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Big ol' shout out to my brother Glenn Beck. You're not vaccinated. Good work, brother. You're being treated with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Good for you, Glenn. You'll probably get better. The thugs won't be able to kill you if you do that. Good news. What the heck, man? Anyway, that's great. I'm not glad Glenn has the corona. I pray for him and pray that he's healthy and successful, but I am applauding his not vaccinated status, and I'm also applauding his willingness to use all things that work and not fall for the propaganda of your CIA-driven press that literally wants you to believe that ain't none of these are going to help you with COVID. I'm telling you right now, ivermectin is absolutely valuable to treat COVID. I'm personal alive as a witness to prove it. So is Joe Rogan, and so is all kinds of other people, including now Glenn Beck, who's not vaccinated. Good for Glenn. All right, a possible COVID benefit. I want to finish on this story. Medical face masks make us more attractive, study finds. They say that it's the medical or surgical masks that are the deal, okay? I mean, you're not just attractive if you put on a mask, although you're more attractive than your normal God-given self would be there, don't you know? So you think about that. But they've literally manipulated this till the cows come home to the point where over 2 years, they have literally psychologically programmed us now to believe masks are awesome. Now, I wonder what I could do if I could put on a medical mask and I could somehow do something else to make it even more attractive. I mean, imagine this rolling out on dating sites now. We have figured out which mask will bring in the chicks, so-and-so. You want to find the women, man. Here's the mask you got to wear, buddy. Buy this mask. In fact, the mask will come in your kit when you sign up for the dating site. Four out of five dentists surveyed, they used to say now it'll be four out of five chicks surveyed, say that when you wear this mask, they're 10 times more likely to think you're a hottie. Okay, folks, this is insanity. This is absolutely crazy town, people. But that just shows how propagandized we have literally become. Real. I'm sorry, for real. That just shows you how crazy it's getting. Now, here's the next interesting headline that I think relates to this whole topic. You ready? Article again is from USA Today. Same with that mask story, USA Today. But they got another doozy for you. You ready? You sure you're ready? Should I tell them about this, Cameron, or not? I don't know if people are ready for this. All right, I'll do it. There's a new poll out. Yeah, they're polling us, buddy. They're surveying, they're polling, they're studying us. Man, we're like in a Petri dish kind of thing. Put your mask on the Petri dish because you'll be a whole lot more sexy if you do, people. All right, now, Americans say that the U.S. faces mental health crisis. This is USA Today again as well. And I look at this and I go, what do you think of that? Americans say U.S. faces mental health crisis. An overwhelming majority of Americans in the United States now believe we're in the grips of a mental health crisis. That's according to this USA Today / Suffolk University poll. Are you buying it? You think we're in a mental crisis? Well, here's the deal. They go into all this big details about how the coronavirus and all these other things have just brought us out of the brink and everyone's going mental. And I look at this headlines and I look that they call it a possible COVID benefit to wear a mask. It'll make you more attractive. People have changed. They used to think when you put on a mask, it was related to sickly, you know, illness. Now they're like, sexy. And now you wonder if we're mentally ill. U.S. faces mental health crisis. They say the mental health crisis really relates to being locked down all the time, the fear being pushed everywhere, the depression that comes along with all kinds of illness, the concern that comes with uncertainty, the lockdowns, the social distancing, the lack of personal interaction. And they go on and on and on, and they get the whole story done, okay? But here's what I find so sad about the whole story. I believe America is suffering from a mental crisis, a mental breakdown. I do believe that's true. But let me be very clear. I do not believe it's just because people are going mental or because of the COVID or because of hard times or because of lack of stability. Or what else do I want to say? Or unwillingness to, or inability to be, you know, have social interaction because of social distancing, etc. I don't believe it's because of all those things. I believe those things add fuel to the fire without a doubt. I believe they make things harder on folks. There's a lot of stress that's associated. I agree that that's all true. But I don't believe for one second, ladies and gentlemen, that we can have this discussion about mental illness in America and an increasing mental illness, even if we admit a lot of the, quote, contributing factors, if we don't admit the reality check. What's the reality check, you say? The God factor, folks. All right, you've got increasing hysteria of the climate change industry going on. That's all happening, right? The climate change people are getting fixing to go nuts, folks. Okay, but I don't believe that it's even because of that. I believe that literally when you don't turn to God, when you're engaged in sin and violating God's commandments, you create a mental instability state by the nature of your actions. And the only way to become stable again is to obey the commandments of God Almighty. And when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, you will feel at peace. Peace with your life, peace in your heart. The hardest part might be to forgive yourselves for past transgression. I get it. But I also get that you can make a difference. You can make a change. And that's the whole reason I'm bringing this up. My goal isn't just to beat everyone up and say, hey, you're evil or you're, you know. But my goal is really to highlight this reality. I believe we do have a mental crisis in America today. I agree with the headline. The problem is when they say America, a new poll's out, Americans say U.S. faces mental health crisis. I kind of go, if we're not going to talk about the why, then why even bring it up at all? If you're just talking about all the mitigating factors that contributes to it, we're talking cause and effect, right, people? If you're just going to talk about the effects, hey, we got a mental crisis. And then the contributing factors that aren't really the primary cause, right? Let's say I have a deficiency of nutrients in my body. Then I run around going, I don't feel good. And I run around and say, man, I got a headache, and I can't control my bladder, and I can't walk around. I'm half paralyzed. My joints hurt. That's all true. But unless you discuss that you got a nutrient deficiency in your body, you're not talking about the why. And you're also not talking about the solution. Because without the why, the problem is happening. There's no way you can be solution-focused, right? So I bring this up because this USA Today mainstream press article doesn't really get into the why. I mean, they have all kinds of downstream effects, but they don't have the why. The why is that we're turning our back on God. Yes, we do have a mental health crisis in America, folks. And it certainly these, you know, things they're pointing to contribute to making it worse. But the why is that we're turning our back on God. God is the stability factor in lives of individuals and families. God is the go-to for comfort and strength and guidance and protection through prayer and keeping his commandments. The God factor promises peace to those who follow the Prince of Peace. The God factor gives us guidance about what we can do to make changes in our lives. We don't need to just run around with the increasing hysteria of climate change or COVID outbreaks, or I could go on and on and on and on, right? Like inflation right now becomes stagflation, and neither are transitory. A great article written by Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief, just came out yesterday. worldaffairsbrief.com, a very fascinating article. What is stagflation, you ask? Stagflation is the real rate of inflation rises to, say, 10-15%. Then prices get out of reach for the poor and lower middle class, who then have to pull back, cut back on spending, which causes inflation to level off due to lower demand. In the absence of indexing, where government automatically increases all salaries to rise with inflation. That's where we are now, folks. We're at a leveled off rate of inflation above 10 to 14%, which the government claims is only 5%. Anyway, it goes on and on with this article, but stagflation is kind of the reality when inflation starts going up, 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 and up. But then we change the supply and demand by the poor not being willing to buy products. And when you can't buy products, then you end up with this cutting back of spending, which causes inflation to level off due to lower demand. In the absence of, okay, so that's what you got. You got stagflation going on, right? Well, that's what's happening right now. Well, you can panic about that. You can worry. You can worry yourself sick about that kind of stuff. Or you can say, I trust God. I believe in God. God is in his heavens, and he does love me, and I do understand that my job is to follow him, to keep his commandments, and to turn to him when I'm lonely, when I'm discouraged, when I'm frustrated, when I'm angry, when I just simply don't understand, when I'm confused, when I'm scared, that's when God makes the most difference in your life, folks, as you turn to him and genuinely depend on him, and then you do what he asks, peace comes. I say that, I know people think I'm just a religious zealot, but I say that because I want you to know where real answers are found. Liberty Roundtable Live brings a lot of stories and unique positions to the table, no doubt about it. That's what the roundtable is all about, but it's even more about taking all that and putting it in perspective to say, how can we make a difference? How can we repent and change and grow? How do we obtain peace? How do we return to the greatest country the world's ever known? And then how do we lift that light on a hill for others to follow? How do we get that done? This broadcast is all about it, ladies and gentlemen. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I am Sam Bushman, thanking you for your time. God bless you all. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will make a difference. Will you help us? God save the Republic.